Weeks of fierce disagreement end with a deal as European leaders greenlight a coronavirus economic rescue plan. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. After a four-day marathon session, the 27 European Union heads of states agreed on more than $850 billion in spending to revive the bloc's economies battered by the coronavirus pandemic. To fund the deal for the first time ever, the EU will sell bonds collectively as a group rather than as individual nations. And a bigger proportion of what's raised will be allocated not as loans, but grants, which won't need to be paid back. Leaders also signed off on a seven-year $1.2 trillion budget, which German Chancellor Angela Merkel said ensures a solid platform for the future.
In this way, we've laid the foundations for the European Union's financial basis for the next 7 years, and at the same time, we've provided a response to the biggest crisis the EU has faced since its creation.
From Brussels, the BBC's Kevin Conley tells us more about the plan.
At stake in the end here in Brussels was not just the detail of spending plans for the next 7 years, but also the EU's need to demonstrate an ability to rise to a moment of global crisis with collective action. The so-called frugal northern states never liked the idea of the EU borrowing money to give as grants to other member states. Now more of those funds than was initially proposed will come as loans to be repaid. And to make it even more palatable for those nations, wealthier member states will get higher rebates on what they contribute based on the size of their economies to the EU budget each year. Though the deal-making exposed the EU's fault lines in a sometimes uncomfortable manner, the deal is done. In Brussels, I'm the BBC's Kevin Connolly for Marketplace.
Well, that deal is sending European shares solidly higher. The Stoxx 600 index is up 1.16%. Frankfurt's DAX is rising 1.8% to just shy of a record high. Benchmarks in Spain and Italy, countries seen as some of the hardest hit by the pandemic, are seeing some of the biggest gains of the day, up more than 2% each. Meanwhile, shares of eBay are up 1.8% pre-market after the company said it sold its online classifieds business to a Norwegian firm for $9.2 billion. Ride-hailing firm Uber is heading to the UK Supreme Court today. It's continuing its fight against three rulings that have found the company's drivers are workers, not self-employed contractors. Former Uber driver James Farrer is one of those arguing the drivers must be classified as workers.
We're in this middle ground. We are in business as part of somebody else's business. That means working for Uber, I don't control the customer, I don't control the price, I'm effectively performance managed. So I am definitely under Uber's control. And the price that Uber pays for that is to give me the security of the minimum wage and holiday pay.
The case is likely to have major implications for employment rights in the so-called gig economy, as the BBC's Clive Coleman explains.
In 2016, a group of Uber drivers won a landmark employment tribunal ruling that they were workers and so entitled to rights, including the national minimum wage and paid holidays, and that they weren't, as Uber had argued, running their own businesses while merely being connected to customers via the Uber app. In 2018, the Court of Appeal dismissed Uber's appeal. The Supreme Court case is being closely watched. Another loss for Uber could trigger thousands of claims by its drivers for the minimum wage and holiday pay.
Clive Coleman reporting there. People tend to think of healthcare workers as the ones constantly putting their lives on the line during the coronavirus crisis. But contact tracers, those who communicate with people who test positive for the virus, are also increasingly serving on the front lines. And it's become a growing business as governments try to prevent further spread of the virus. In South Africa, though, a fast and worrying surge in COVID-19 cases has made this kind of work busier and even more dangerous. The BBC gained exclusive access to follow one small team in the city of Bloemfontein to see how it works.
Hello, you're speaking to Claudia from Red Cross and Department of Health. You were in close contact with a person that tested positive for COVID-19. Are you aware of that? Do you have any dry cough? Shortness of breath? The system is saying that you are at high risk. I think we'll drive to your site so that you can get swapped. Is that okay with you?
My name is Claudia Mangwehape, and I'm a COVID-19 contact tracer.
Every 2 weeks, I make sure that I test for COVID just to check if I'm still okay, if I still didn't contract the virus.
As I've indicated, the gentleman has a positive contact at work. And he gave us information that the wife also has a contact at work as well. And the child also at school. So I can say you're surrounded by COVID.
Yeah, you just said that. And it's funny because I've been trying to be so careful about it.
Open.
Okay.
Okay, for now, it's only 12 o'clock and we're doing the second case of today. We just collected the sample now, but we're hoping that the results will come out negative. When you receive results and this person has tested negative, I get so excited to give them a call. Right now, I'm on my way home. It has been quite a hectic day. Just want to rest and be with my children. I lost a colleague in Cape Town due to COVID. When I heard the news, it was difficult for me to go back and do what I love the most. I'm also a single mother of two girls. I sit with my kids every day and educate them and ask them. One of my girls, she's 10 years old. She keeps on saying that when I grow up, I just want to save the world just like you. That's how they see me as a hero. I just hoot or I just call them and say I'm outside. So they know they need to prepare a gown for me outside. And I take off all of my clothes, put them in the plastic, wear my robe, go inside the house. They will have a basin with water inside, obviously, for me to bath. I want to have hope for the future. When I wake up, I'm just thinking that I would hear the news that there's no longer coronavirus anymore.
Contact tracer Claudia Mangwahape there in South Africa and in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.